Robin and Maynard.
In the world of sports, Robin and Maynard's ski trip to Big Mountain Whitefish, Montana will come up January 17th. Make your reservations through Ski Pack. I don't know if they're available yet, but they will put you on a waiting list. This thing will sell out. It always does.
Well,
we're taking two plane loads.
Two plane loads or two dump truck loads?
Two plane loads, you.
And they're going to let you back into that same resort?
Come on. Those guys love us. In fact, I was there last weekend.
Are they blind, deaf, and dumb?
And they changed it. They redid the...
They sure play a mean pinball. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Why don't you just let him sit here and do his own little radio show?
This guy.
Yeah, are they blind? Are they deaf, dumb? Huh? What are they? Are you going in the dump truck? Yeah, boy, that'd be better than...
The beautiful...
Just wanted to see if the concentration could be maintained.
Grass Mountain Lodge, the beautiful, you know, restaurant lodge. And I thought it would be a fun idea because there's a new health club in that area that has beautiful racquetball courts. If we had the John Maynard Racquetball Challenge as a part of the ski trip. And I'll put the ladders together and all of that, and I'll be the scorekeeper, and I'll keep everybody, you know, in touch with each other.
Wait a minute. You'll be the scorekeeper?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep the ladders and all of that kind of very
nicely.
Are you going to call
shorts and hindrance and screens?
Yes,
and
I will.
Okay.
I know the game, so
all
I
right.
can do that. And
I want you out there.
And then, you know what? I played in college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, competitively. I played in Tumwater, the state championships.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see you now with the knees.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. Have this big roast. Anyway,
the knee has to be registered separately.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you and your friend are playing doubles? No, that's my knee.
That's my other leg.
It's assault with a dead weapon.
Hey, why don't you... So if you're saying to me, you said, if anyone can beat you...
If you can beat me, the trip is free.
That is confidence.
Did you hear that?
If you can beat Maynard at racquetball on the ski trip, the trip is free.
John
That's
Maynard
what he just said.
Throws down the gauntlet.
My God, you are confident.
However, if you do not, then you will lose one finger for each game you lose.
A little touch of the Afghan in
it. I want to start with the 11th finger. I'll be the judge in that case.
By the way, I heard that Mary Kay thing. I was going to ask Robin with that promotion. Is that your brand, or do you use Black & Decker?
I use your same, the brand that you do,
oh,
Art.
Boy. Here we go.
You know, the Department of Transportation has some of that asphalt crack fill-in stuff that you might want to think about.
Well, you take the fault out, and you got you, don't you?
Ouch.
55-gallon drum there.
All
for
right.
You're listening to June and Eddie Haskell in a dialogue this afternoon at 5:34.
Here we go.
Hi, Lolita. Ways, if you're planning on going to a strip club, watch for these signs. Bad strip club.
They let you pay the cover charge in canned goods.
Huh?
Yeah.
The only dance any of the girls know is the Macarena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the employees are wearing hairnets.
Where?
When I take you, you'll find out.
No, I'm not going. God, you little tramp.
The pole doubles as a fly strip.
There you are. Thank you, Lolita Pie. 5:37. Let's play.
Every night and every day.
Let's play our little radio quiz show.
What they say.
We call it Yay or Nay.
Never saying what they mean.
Sarah?
Hi.
Welcome to the program, Sarah.
There are only four presidents whose last names had only four letters. As an example, Taft. Of course, there was Bush.
Ford.
And can you think of a fourth?
Polk.
Yeah, that's right. Polk.
Polk. That's it.
You're off and running. Here's Robin with your second fact.
Thank you.
Muhammad Ali claims to be the most recognized man in the world, yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, he does.
He kissed me.
He kissed you?
He kissed me on the left cheek.
Was he Cassius Clay then, or was he Muhammad Ali?
He was Muhammad Ali, and it was sort of sad because...
He was shaking. He had palsy.
Yeah, and I got escorted out. Why?
Where were you?
Seattle. He was here for a boxing promotion.
And you hang around boxers?
Yeah, I even know Mutt
Haugen. Oh, God.
Lord help you.
Okay.
Say no more.
Say no more. That's it. Enough said.
There's more lemon pledge.
Yeah, I'm going to dust lemon pledge.
Which, huh?
She dusts with lemon pledge.
But this is a clue.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, it's a fact.
Okay. Oh.
There's more lemon in lemon pledge than there is in country time lemonade. Huh?
Oh, I would hope not, but I bet there is.
Yeah, that's right, baby. You got it.
Yee.
So, okay, we're moving on now. Charles Lindbergh. You hip to him, Chuck Lindbergh? Spirit of St. Louis, all that?
Yeah.
He had a dance named after him called the Lindy Hop. Yay or nay?
Lindy Hop. I'm going to say nay.
No, he did.
He did,
yeah,
huh?
It was very popular, the Lindy Hop. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, who's this?
This is Joel.
Joel.
Yes, sir.
The only food made by animals that does not spoil is honey.
I'd say yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Joel.
All right. These three gals, Lee Merriweather, Eartha Kitt, and Julie Newmar, all have this in common. They all were in the Miss America pageant.
Yay.
Nay, they all played Catwoman.
Oh, bummer.
On Batman. Eartha Kitt, not in the Miss America pageant.
I'm gone.
Go figure. Well, that's it. We're keeping
Thank
the cash.
Thank you for getting hosed. Yeah.
You got screwed in that one, didn't you?
My pals Robin and Maynard will be back in a few seconds. Rick Jones here with a sponsorship reminder. Ah, God damn it. 1-800-DIVORCE connects you to Goldberg Jones, okay?
Outstanding.